When you nail it to a solid tree, you'd have wire stretchers to pull your fence mm-hmm. tight. Mm-hmm. And then nail it to a tree, it stayed there. Mm-hmm. And unless, like I say, it blowed the tree down, mm-hmm. blowed the tree down, and that loosened your fence. You'd have to go back and fence to fix it then. Mm-hmm. But hardly ever have done that.
Well, did you make your own posts?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times I've hired them made. Usually when I'd buy a piece of land, I'd hire somebody to make me the number of posts that I wanted.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
500 or 600 or
yeah.
1,000. Mm-hmm. And then I'd buy my wire
mm-hmm.
and just put up a fence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd make my posts sometimes, but a lot of time I didn't have time to make them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, what about, did you ever see a fence or made out of loose rock that people have gotten like out of the field?
Oh, yeah.
Did they make those around
here? Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. Back early days,
yeah.
They'd clean their land up
uh-huh.
and haul the rock and make a rock fence out of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, they would.
I've dug a many a rabbit out of these rocks.
You have? So the rabbits would get all in there?
They'd get in there and then you'd have to dig them out.
Oh.
They ain't very good on the fence you go prowling around.
I guess not. But I guess it's a pretty good way to get rabbits, though.
Yeah, they go in them those rock fences.
Uh-huh.
Well, in old holler logs.
Yeah.
I used to like the rabbit hunt.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, now, did you ever have chickens, too?
Chickens?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You had chickens?
My wife raised chickens all
the
time
did?
On the farm.
Yeah.
Had a big chicken house, and she'd raise chickens. We'd butcher these chickens and he'd can them, you'd can these chickens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would?
Fried chicken. I mean, frying size.
Yeah.
Yeah, they you put them in the cellar, they keep good, and they're just good as you'd go out and butcher one.
Mm-hmm.
And beef, too.
Mm-hmm.
I kill hogs, butcher hogs and beef, too. We had all kinds of meat all the time on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you ever know if they put something in a hen's nest to kind of fool the hen and make her start laying? Did you ever know people doing that?
Oh, she's done it many times.
Yeah.
Why, that's that silly. That for it looks to me like for fool a hen like
yeah.
that. Make her think it's egg.
But they really did do that? What would they put in?
Well, these little old gourds, they used to have some out here on my place here. They just look exactly like
egg. They did?
Just exactly. And you know, a hen likes to have set on an egg. People always thought they did.
Uh-huh.
And they call them nest eggs.
Oh, they call them nest eggs. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, the old hen, if they got these nests, you know, they fix these nests for them. And,
mm-hmm.
and if there's one that ain't got an egg in it, well, she'll go for the egg.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're sharp.
Oh.
And silly, too, sometimes. To let somebody fool them with their gourd.
So then they'd fool them then, and they'd put those up.
Yeah.
And it really would look like is a gourd. It looked like a gourd.
It looks just like an egg.
Well, I never heard of that. I sure didn't know that. Well, what would you have to carry water in like in earlier days? What would you carry water in?
What would you carry water in?
Uh-huh.
Well, back in the early days, they didn't have no wells, but most of all springs.
Oh, it was?
And you'd have buckets, we'd call them buckets, or pails,
uh-huh.
and they'd carry water in them. I've seen old women carry bucket water on top of their head.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh,